This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
It was less than 30 years ago that Carol Stout opened Stout's Brewing Company, making her the first woman to open a brewery since Prohibition. Today, craft beer has more women joining its ranks every day, but there's still a long way to go.
As a girl, like, when I would work in different shops, they'd say, oh, why do you work here? Does your dad own this place? And I'm like, no, I'm here because I love beer.
That's Haley Jensen, the beer sommelier at Tap Room Number 307 in New York. She just premiered her chocolate chili stout homebrew at a New York City Beer Week event and has worked as a beer sommelier all over the world. Beer nerds and brewers alike celebrate the best of craft beer during NYC's Beer Week, and what's not to love? Craft beer embodies inventive tastes, hardworking small businesses, and your favorite local bars. But there's still vestiges of the kind of attitude Haley described, where women are made to feel like they're not invited to the party.
I think women are kind of left out sometimes. If you think about it, like, as for sports or for watching hot girls, like, that's not really stuff that's as traditionally female, you know? But I think now it's becoming, like I said, more related to, like, being a foodie and more related to eating and drinking higher quality things, which is, you know, a lot of women are concerned about.
Yes, the craft beer space has opened up a wealth of options for pairing your high-quality, locally-sourced meal with an equally high-end lager or stout, and opened the doors for women along with it. Jensen, who worked in the wine business before crossing over to the dark side, argues beer pairing is just as nuanced.
People got excited about food, and I think that kind of spilled over into beer. You know, if you spend all this time cooking a delicious meal or going to a great restaurant, you want to pair it with a nice beer too. So I think they've kind of gone hand in hand with that.
Olivia Cirillo, the brand manager for Empire Brewing in Syracuse, New York, agrees.
I think craft beer is great in that way because there's so many flavor options. There's literally a beer for everyone. When people say they don't like beer, I'm like, well, you just haven't tried, you know, you just haven't found the one you liked. I think that women are just starting to maybe realize that there's a lot of flavor options, and it's again, with the lifestyle.
The big beer contingent, which includes brands like Coors, Budweiser, and Miller, have aligned themselves differently. They spend big money on advertising. Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Budweiser, spent $1.42 billion on ads in 2011 alone, according to Business Insider, and often portray women in skimpy clothes peddling beer, but certainly not drinking or brewing it.
Craft beer is advertised for everyone. You know, there's kind of just a little more of a respectful, I guess, less specific to one type of person with craft beer. You know, it's kind of more marketed towards anybody who likes good ingredients, you know, so that could be anyone of any walk of life, a woman or a man or rich or poor or anything. So I think craft beer has really kind of done well with being accessible to anybody who's interested in a higher quality product. Whereas larger, more mainstream beers really advertise for sports and men and, you know, use women like posing with the beers, which is supposed to attract men and kind of turns women off. So I think craft beer has done a pretty good job of not pigeonholing themselves into that.
Both women say they've seen the craft beer community grow every year and have noticed women taking on more active roles in brewing, serving, and tasting beer. In fact, 2013's Home Brewer of the Year was Annie Johnson, the first woman to win the award in 20 years and the first ever African-American recipient in the history of the competition.
I feel like there's more and more girls every day that are getting involved in beer. And since even I've been with Empire for the last 3.5 years, I've made so many friends that are girls that are in beer, and I just continue to meet more people. Like, I was at an event on Monday that was specifically a women in beer event, and there was like 50 professional beer women in New York City at this event. It was so cool.
If you're looking to meet some of the women shaping New York's craft beer scene, Glorietta Baldi and the Bearded Ladies are co-hosting an event called Women in Beer First at 502 Franklin Ave in Brooklyn, Friday, February 28th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the perfect excuse to thank your favorite brewer or sommelier for their hard work and delicious beer. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Talia Ralph.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Cool EP by Dane Chadwick. Thanks for listening.